Good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Great to see you. Hope you are staying well and warm and healthy. So this week we are up to, as you can see on the screen, I hope, we are up to section 7, Os Zion, here in the Rebbe's diary. And this section encourages us and invites us to think about the world in which we live and how we relate to that world. This is in the context of the Rebbe really pushing us every week to think about growth, to think about being the best that we can. So what does it mean to live in the world? Now, the truth is that maybe we can begin thinking about this entry and the idea of living in a broader, in a bigger world than just, you know, the narrow few moments of learning that we have right now, the big world that is out there. You know, in light of the recent passing of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Sacks is somebody who really encouraged us and embodied the idea of being part of a global conversation. And that not only does Yiddishkeit have something to say to our constituents, so to speak, to our followers, our adherents, but it has something to say to the world. It's engaged with the world. It's in conversation with the world. And so when we think about that engagement with the broader world, it's not just true on a global level if you're a global Jewish leader like Rabbi Sacks. It's true for all of us when we think about our interaction with the world, whether that's reading the online news feed, whether that's reading something in the newspaper, watching television, engaging with coworkers, speaking to people in the supermarket. We're part of the greater world. And that brings with it complexities. So on the one hand, being part of the broader world is beautiful. That broader world, Rabbi Sacks points out in one of his videos, that broader world brings us so much enrichment. Not everything, like Chazal tells in the Gemara and Megillah, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. There is wisdom out there in the world. You know, when we look for insights into various disciplines, so many of them come from the outside world, which is beautiful. And when Adam Rishon and Chava were put in the Gan, in the original garden, they were put there la'avda u'lishamra. They were put there to work and to guard and to be part of it. And, you know, Avram Avinu, he tells the people of the land, the B'nai Ches, Ger Vitoshav, I'm a stranger, but I'm a resident here. I'm going to share with you in the universal mission of solving poverty and curing COVID and assisting those with physical disabilities, all kinds of things. We're going to share in those collective goals. Ger Vitoshav. I'm also a Toshav. I'm part of that universal conversation. But at the same time, the world out there has dangerous elements, and we shouldn't label them anything else. Now, those aspects of life are also, they mirror what goes on bichlal in the world, mirrors what goes on internally, right? We are comprised of different elements. When we look at our own sense of self, when we look at our own personality, our own identity, we look at ourselves and truthfully we say to ourselves, like Avram said to the B'nai Ches, we say to ourselves, wait a second, who am I? I look at myself and I say, I'm a ger and a toshav. When I look at my physical body, I say to this physical body, I'm a ger. I'm a stranger. That body is different than my essential self, right? It's the old distinction we spoke about many times about the sticks and stones might break my bones, but names will never hurt me, being the worst thing you could ever teach somebody. Because hurting someone with a name hurts their neshama, their emotional makeup, their real sense of self, as opposed to their guf, their physical body. So when I look at myself, I say to myself, wait a second, ger vitoshav, at once I am a stranger to my body, but there's also the toshav, I'm identifying with my neshama. So within us, there is this ongoing challenge of navigating the competing voices. Some of the voices which are the toshav, that are part of essential, calm, spiritual, ruchnius, spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there are those voices that are coming within us that come from all kinds of other motivations. So it's internal as well as it is external. So what we need to do, the Rebbe says, is be, first of all, aware that this is going on, and then we have to respond. So now, with this background, we can look at exactly what he wants us to know. So let me share it again on the screen. Let's see if you can see it. Here we go. Chelek Zion. You see it there? Great. So the Rebbe uses an interesting analogy. Kinahar Shotef. Like a flowing river. A flowing river. So I don't know how many of you have ever focused in on this analogy or experienced this. How many of you have gone whitewater canoeing or river tubing? You know, some of you have ever had this experience, or Rahman al-Itzlan, you've ever witnessed on the news or, God forbid, in person, a flash flood. You ever seen such a thing on the news? But it's much more powerful when you experience it yourself. A person, if you ever find yourself, if you happen to be going river tubing, and the river is a substantial and powerful body of water, when you get in that water, what looks like a fairly placid stream, all of a sudden you realize it is a force. Especially underneath the surface. The current is so powerful. Unless you experience it, it's hard even to describe the pull, the force that's moving against your body. Because you look at it, you're thinking, I could swim in this. I could stand in this. But then as the water slowly but surely pressures against you, you realize, I don't know how easy it is to stand against this force. That is a very powerful image that the Rebbe is using. The image of the Nahar Shotef, of the flowing water, of the flowing river. Asher Yizrom, that it will flow. Whoop, here we go. A little too big. Let's make it smaller. Asher Yizrom, that it will flow. V'yischav. And it will drag, kol asher darko yimotze, anything that it will find. So just imagine you have small children with you, and one of them, their slipper, their water shoe falls off, goodbye. It's over. But not only that, even a small child, even an adult. Af el toch chorim ustakim. Interestingly, when you're in a raging river, that river, the current will reach even into the cracks and the crevices on the side. Yachdor, it will penetrate v'yishtov, and it will flow along. So too, says the Rebbe, interestingly. Gam kein zerem deos hador. So too, the flow of the ideas of the generation. Es das hayachid yishtov. They will carry along with them the das, the opinion of the yachid, of the individual. We are living in a context. We're living in a time. The Rebbe, remember, he's writing this in the 1920s, 1930s, at a time of tremendous upheaval in the world. The rise of isms at the end of the 20th century, at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, post-World War I, so much tumult in the world. And the Rebbe says, that affects us. That affects our outlook on life. Asher, yesh, asher, there are those, asher lo yargish hayachid mu'uma, that a person doesn't sense them at all. Ubedaito yidme, and the person thinks themselves, shedaito asher me'az gam ata. We're the same as we were before. This hasn't changed us. The Rebbe says, be careful. We think it hasn't changed us, but it has. Think about the time that we're living right now. We're living at a time, social media, internet, information proliferation, and even though many of us, we say, nah, we have our phone under control, we think about things in a very balanced way, but we're fooling ourselves to think that it hasn't affected us and it doesn't influence us. Avol be'emes, but the truth is, olav yif'olu, these movements affect us. Ve'imoy ma'at ohar be'yischov, and we will be drawn by them a little bit or a lot. Ba'akimosam, with those that are crooked. And there's a fascinating documentary that Dr. Pelkovitz recommended that I watch, and it is incredible, amazing. It is a documentary about social media. Let me see if I can pull it up. It's called The Social Dilemma. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's a Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma. It is scary because it demonstrates the effect, the subtle and unintended, well-intended, but unintended, but pernicious consequences of social media and news feeds. We don't necessarily have any awareness of this, the Rebbe is saying. Be'emes olav yifolu. They are affecting us. Umin pigaeim, and from their effects, their deleterious effects, yipagim. Therefore, the Rebbe says, number one, we should be careful. His opinion is, number one, b'chol asher tuchal tisrachik mehem u'mehamonam. You should be careful from those trends. Now, others might dispute this idea of the Rebbe, and Rav Kook has this very interesting perspective on this idea of movements, that they each contain with them a spark and an element of Hashem's revelation in the world, of what Hashem wants from us. So the movement of socialism, even though it has tremendous brokenness, but it bespeaks a ratzon of Hashem that he wants to introduce into the world. The movement of feminism, the movement of communism, all of these isms are bringing something to our attention, to our awareness, that Hashem wants to come into the world. But the Rebbe is saying, be careful about this. And he says, Kiyayim afshalocha afshalo ledaber im anashim klal. And he says, in addition, it's impossible to stay away from this. You can't not interact with people. How do you know that it won't affect your family members? Everyone is going to be affected. Ki hakol, third to last line here, you see where my cursor is. Rak of hashamayim yolichu va'adeus ha'machshav asher dakem v'zakem in hakol. A bird will bring a voice. Chazal have this image. But avgali ha'aver yolichu. You don't even need to bring a bird to bring the trends of the world, of materialism, of commodification. V'derech ha'af, just through breathing. V'nikve ha'or el ha'odam yachnisu. We are affected by the world around us just by living, just by breathing, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not. How many of us don't know about Black Friday? We're drawn to a certain commercialism, to a materialism. Right, these trends in life, they affect us just by living. So the Rebbe says, therefore, ilazos, therefore, what do we need to do? Kamoshi yefshar, it's impossible lehaish lehishar al makomu besoch zerem hanahar. Just like we cannot stand in a raging river, Bishashu omid, when we're standing there, bilti, unless imholechu oshat v'shoef hala, unless we are striving to flow, to swim, to move ourselves upstream. A year ago, last summer, I had the opportunity to go with my brothers-in-law on a brothers-in-law trip, which was a once-in-a-lifetime amazing experience. We got an Airbnb farm in West Virginia. And it was the brothers-in-law and my father-in-law, and we slept in this farmhouse with chickens and goats, and it was amazing, very unusual. And none of the wives had any interest in being around the dirty chickens. And when they saw the chickens were in the minivan, my sister-in-law got a new van afterwards. And I don't know if it was related or unrelated to what this trip had brought upon this minivan. So we're on this trip, and we go whitewater tubing. Awesome. So my mazel, I'm the one guy whose tube gets stuck on a rock and the tube is punctured and all of a sudden it's like, pshhh. So here I am in the middle of the river on a rock with an empty tube, a flat tube. I have no cell phone. And all the brothers-in-law, everybody is downstream except for one who was very gracious and kind to get out and help and call. They got a guy with a canoe, come get me a new tube, fine. But at first when I was in the water, I'd say, you know, it's no big deal. It was quite, you know, early in the trip. So I said, I'm just going to swim back. I'm just going to swim back upstream. I spent about 6 minutes swimming upstream. You know, I got about 4 inches. 4 inches. Because the current And even that, if I wasn't sitting on the rock and I wasn't paddling and swimming, you know, as hard as I could upstream, I would have floated downstream. The Rebbe says we need to be aware that if we just stand up in a river, that river is going to push us down. And the Rebbe tells us something interesting. Bein im yuchal, bein im lo yuchal, alechas hala negen azerim. But you know what's going to happen? If we swim upstream, even if we won't get very far, I'm telling you, I got about, you know, a foot after 5 minutes of swimming upstream. I didn't get very far. But, al makomo al kolpanim yishar, but you know what? I didn't float downstream. And because of that, the guy with the canoe on the other side was able to come and pick me up and get me that new tube that I needed. Cain, so too, says the Rebbe, fourth line here in the second paragraph. Ha'omeit umistapik b'midas Torah so chasidasu k'dushasu na'asagasu. If a person says, you know what, I spent the last 2 years learning. I studied last week. I listened to the rabbi's drasha. That's enough. I'm going to stand where I am. E.F. Sherlo. It's impossible. It's impossible that we're not going to be swept away by the currents of life that distract us, that confuse us. Bilti im yezoras nosnov, if we strengthen ourselves. Tamid betoraso, when our learning, in our avod, in our growth, lohosif alalos, to improve. Thinking about, okay, what's our next step? What's our next commitment? What's my goal for this year? I didn't have a goal for last year. I'm going to have a goal for this year. Last year, our Shabbos table, we didn't sing Zmiros. This year, we're going to sing Zmiros. It's going to bring some new light, some new beauty to our Shabbos table. I'm going to sing that Zimmer that I never sang before. Or, you know what? We never said a Dvar Torah, Rabbi Sachs, tons of amazing words. I'm going to bring one word to the table. Or I never learned the laws of careful speech. Whatever it's going to be, whatever that thing is that I'm working on, that's the question. Am I working on something? Am I swimming upstream? We spoke about this last year in the Ali Shor context of showing up, of striving, of trying to accomplish. The Rebbe says the question is, the difference is, are we just standing in the river saying, whatever we did was fine in the past? Or do we say, we're striving now? We're swimming, and it's upstream. Because a lot of the things that we do as Jews, as Avdei Hashem, as spiritual people, are countercultural. To be mindful, to slow down, those are countercultural things. And those are the mark of the swimmer. Lohosif lalos, the Rebbe says, third to last line, lo yanuach v'lo yishkot. We won't rest. It's tiring. Of course it's exhausting. But it's also refreshing. It's enabling. Rak el al yisa. This is pre-el al airlines. It's just el al. Just going above. Bein im lalos yiske bein im lo. And the Rebbe says amazingly, we shouldn't be discouraged if we don't feel like we've grown and we're amazing. That's okay. B'deos ha'olam al kolponim lo yishatif. But you know what? We'll maintain our identity. By continuing to reflect, to grow, to commit, to be on a path, u'bizrimasim lo yiskalkel, we won't falter. We won't step backwards. The Rebbe is telling us something powerful. To always be striving. Not in a compulsive, unhealthy, you know, tense way. But in a way that is aware of the fact that we're living in a complicated world. And that we want the best for ourselves. That's why we're committed to learning. That's why we're here every week. Because we want to start out the week and say, here's a powerful idea. The idea of commitment to growth. That we are aware of the fact that we're in a complicated world. A world which is, on the one hand, beautiful, and it's very wonderful to be part of, you know, when you go when you go out there and you make a difference and you shed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, that's wonderful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world where we make choices, and a lot of the choices that are being made in the world are not okay, and they're not following the moral compass that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts and expects from us. So we need to stop and say, you know what, that's not our value system. But the only way to do that is by maintaining our independence, our integrity. And that is going to exist, the Rebbe says, by constantly coming back to who we are, coming back to our avoda, to our personal growth. So making sure that we are just committed to growth and not complacent with what we had in the past.